Hello and welcome to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
And we're so glad to be back with you. This is Tuesday, June 6th. We are excited to be in the full midst of summer. Church, Revival Temple, the team that went with us, we'll be sharing that in the next few days on social media. But they did a really awesome update, recap of their time together with us. And so we wanted to share that out with you as well. So be on the lookout for that. Because like Revival Temple is a great example of partnering and partnership to get this mission done. Yeah. So we wanted to talk a little bit about partnerships. We've got an article that we've published called Partnership is Our Superpower. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about that because like I said, Revival Temple, who was the church there just a little outside of New Orleans in Louisiana, they have been partnering with us for quite some time now, and we love to partner with them. Their heart is for missions. Their heart is to expand the church and to continue to grow disciples, both locally and globally, so that we truly align with their mission and they align with ours. But anyway, we took several of their team members, some of their pastors, on this last trip with us to Honduras, and we had an amazing time. They're a lot of fun. We did a lot of work. We did a lot of serving. Pastor Daryl said this is one of the hardest manual type mission trips that he's ever been on. And so, yeah, we definitely work hard, but we also had a great time. But we wanted to talk about partnerships because we believe that, especially with the work that we have done, that we've taken over, taken on over these years, we couldn't have done it without the partnerships that we have. So we wanted to not only highlight some of those partners and truly give them thanks and share our gratitude for them, but we wanted to talk about some of the elements or benefits of collaborating and working with partners. So like I said, Revival Temple, their church has been a powerhouse of missions for several decades now. Yeah. They host an annual missions conference, which we have had the honor of being able to be invited to basically since Connect Global was founded. Mm-hmm. And they do that annually. They care for missionaries that touch every part of the world. So whether it's Latin America, Europe, Africa, there's no place I don't think that they're not making an impact, which is pretty cool. And so I wanted to share a little bit about them. We also have business partnerships. So I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that, but I know that there's a couple of businesses in Texas, also here in Florida, and several other places that have really championed Connect Global, championed the work that we've done. They've shared with their customers and stakeholders some of the benefits of partnering with Connect Global over the years. Yeah. And then, of course, they've given. They've supported. They've shared their resources to give to what we're doing. So Danielle, maybe you can kind of mention a couple of those and we'll talk a little bit about that. And then we'll dig into what we think are the benefits of partnership.
Yeah, so we've had some of our friends and partners in Texas that run different types of businesses that have partnered with us financially and then also leveraging their influence to kind of, you know, it's one thing when people support you financially and it's so crucial, but then there's also this whole nother aspect and element when people are willing to not only just do that, but then to also leverage their relationships and introduce you to their friends, their business partners, their customers. And so we've had a couple of businesses in Texas and in Florida that have done that. The ones in Texas, there's a couple of doctors that are chiropractors that have done that, and they've dedicated a wall to Connect Global, a wall of pictures, where they have displayed our projects and our team members and the different things that we do around the world. And for a really long time, they were actually having, every time they had a new customer come in, instead of charging their customer, they were having them make a donation to Connect Global. And that was at the time where they were just building their business. they're very well established now, but that was just so huge, and they remain monthly partners, and it's just so incredible, that level of generosity and leveraging, like I said, introducing us to their friends, their family, and even their customers, to the point of saying, don't even worry about paying for your first visit. Here's this ministry that we believe in wholeheartedly and that we support. And instead of paying us for your chiropractic care on this first visit, we'd like you to make a donation to this ministry, which is just incredible. That's just, you know, people's generosity on display. And we just totally see that as God's favor, certainly. There's another business that has partnered with us in other ways that is an orthodontist. And so in their office, they have pictures of our projects and works displayed really large on their walls. And they tell their clients about the work that we do in our projects, and they've partnered financially. So it's just incredible. And then even here in Florida, we have had different businesses partner in different capacities. But there has been one that has just been such a blessing in our lives and in the life of Connect Global, and that's a concrete business. And so this partner has not only given personally on a very personal level so faithfully, but then also has had customers who they've laid concrete for go in and, instead of paying them, go in and make a direct donation to our ministry for all the projects that we're continually fundraising for and investing in. And to us, it's just truly remarkable. It's amazing that there's people that have caught the vision, who believe in the long-term investments that we're making around the world. And the fact that we're able to always leave something tangible behind is something so important to us. We know that we're always going and doing the spiritual work. We're trying to bring hope to people. We're trying to bring healing to people. We're trying to bring reconciliation and love to people. But it also brings us an incredible amount of joy to know that we're leaving something tangible behind as well, because all of those things are so crucial. Hope is so crucial. Faith is so crucial. Love is so crucial. Reconciliation is crucial. But for people living on dirt floors, a concrete floor is crucial. For children who cannot afford to go to school, an education is crucial. For a mother who is, you know, just in the new phase of postpartum and has just delivered her baby and doesn't have a bed to recover in, our maternity home is crucial.
Yep.
And so for that new baby that is in the NICU, that doesn't have the resources, their family doesn't have the resources for the absolutely necessary medication, us providing the resources for that medication is crucial. And so for businesses and partners and churches to believe in this mission so much and to believe in our lasting projects that have this amount of impact is truly humbling for us, but it's also very encouraging, because there's times where the work is hard and it's taxing and it's emotionally a struggle some days, because the need is always so great and we feel so small. And yet when people like this rally around us and they stay faithful and they have gotten to see these projects and they've gotten to meet so many of these people who have been the beneficiaries of this generosity, it's just something that is truly hard for us to put into words. But I would say that it's just overwhelming in the best way possible.
Yeah, it's perfect. To me, I think that's a perfect description of how partnership has been able to provide all of these things through our mission and through the work that we're doing through Connect Global. You know, we've always talked about one of the biggest benefits, or sort of just the outcomes of partnership, is the ability to pool resources, to put together. Yeah. You know, we may have a network and other people may have tangible products. Certainly the people who give with us in a financial capacity putting all of those things together really makes all of this work. We've had people, some of those same partners that Danielle just mentioned, who have given medical supplies,
yep.
who've given, you know, helped us buy or helped us acquire concrete construction materials to help build houses, to help put concrete floors. Others have, like you said, donated their own business profits.
Yeah.
You know, they've just directly given business profits to Connect Global to help us continue doing that, but also resources such as scale, you know, specific skills, knowledge that we're not, you know, necessarily, maybe we don't have or experience that we don't have. So when we take teams to Honduras or to some of the other program and projects places, what happens is that we benefit from the collective experience, the collective wisdom, the collective agency, understanding of the group. It allows the best idea to kind of float to the top. It allows us to bounce things off of each other and, you know, certainly learn from one another, because I do believe that leaders are learners. We have to be able to be open to new concepts, new ideas, and certainly new solutions. That's what we've always tried to put ourselves out front, pioneer new solutions, new ways to look at things, while also giving a lot of precedent to those who've gone before us. So we want to honor those missionaries, pastors, partners who've gone before us, who've plowed the ground before, you know, Connect Global even existed. But we've certainly been a part of pioneering and creating solutions where maybe there didn't seem to be a solution, or looking at the problem from a different angle. And I think that's one of the greatest benefits of partnering with people, is that you get to work together with a varied group of people that bring so much more to the table than just one or two people. You know, you don't limit yourselves to just the way things have always been done. You really get to kind of explore how can things be done differently,
yeah.
and how can we create a bigger impact because of those different voices.
Well, and that's a part of, just to kind of piggyback on what you're saying, the diversity that comes into play when you are willing to not make a huge focus on our differences, but when we're instead willing to do a focus on the things that bring us together, the big rock things, the things that we can all get behind, the things we all believe in, it's incredible. And so when, you know, we're talking about diversity in these partnerships, there's people from all walks of life, all different belief systems, people who, you know, are devout in their faith, people who doubt their faith,
yep.
people who have no faith. But it's really beautiful when we can bring people together from all these different walks, and we can kind of circle and rally around this mission to bring these things to places that are in need. And so to us, it's, you know, we know that we're very blessed. We know that we're very lucky to have the things that we have, and to, you know, be in a prosperous nation.
Yes.
And for us, I think the greatest joy comes when we're able to share that and be generous with others.
Yes. Yeah, because that's the deal, is that, you know, a resource owned is not necessarily, you know, has not reached its full potential,
yeah.
unless it's been shared, you know,
yeah.
and that's resource meaning education or wisdom or financial. All of those can be used, of course, for a singular function, but when they're shared and when they're actually given in a very specific strategic direction, I think that those resources become exponential,
yeah.
Because we don't realize how far a donation can go, how far education can really come in handy, how far all of these different things. And so I think that's what we're trying to focus on through Connect Global, is how do we connect people around that mission, around that urgency to give, that urgency to help benefit and better those around us. Because that's what we're really trying to do, is build better community. Because with that comes responsibility, it comes accountability.
Yeah.
With that comes sort of that commitment to stay the course, to be able to say, hey, we're going to stay committed to what we've said we're going to do, but the best, one of the best ways we can go about that is inviting others to be a part of that.
Right.
Because once you become accountable for that mission and you say, hey, you know, we put it out there, we're publicly, we had a friend of ours one time say, you know, it always sounds crazy, all the things that you say you're going to get done, but then we come back and we find out you actually got it done.
Yeah.
And so that's a testament to not only just that commitment, but being public with what we say we're going to do, being public with sometimes if there's a shortcoming or something that didn't pan out the way that we thought it was going to. I think that builds trust. It builds, you know, there's certainly transparency there, but it allows people to understand that what we say what we're going to do is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And partnerships lend to that, because if you're working and fighting and trudging along with someone who's like-minded, who is kind of has that idea, has that vision in mind that you do, we can kind of keep each other accountable. We can be responsible for each other and say, okay, you said you were going to do what you were going to do, and I said I was going to do my part,
right.
And we really mutually hold each other accountable. And I think that's what you know, lends to the success, especially what we've done, is that we've had people, stakeholders, whatever you want to call it, you know, our donors, our partners, people who care about the work that we're doing, who say, hey, where's the update? What's going on? How are you guys doing? How's the project handling itself? How's, you know, the finances going? How are these things going? And
right.
And that helps us know, hey, people care about what we're doing.
Right.
But we can also say, hey, remember, you know, when you said you were going to help us or partner with us, or, you know, and that mutual partnership is really what has made this a success, because we can count on one another. We can actually truly count on each other. And I think just we've talked about marriage and relationships a lot. And I think a partnership is in line with that,
yeah.
Where we can have trust and transparency. We can have a commitment to, you know, what we've said we're going to do. All of those things lend to future trust and future dedication to what we're doing, because we all can mutually know, hey, if they said it, they're going to do it and they're going to get it done. And even if or even when we stumble or fall and we have somebody, you know, something that doesn't work out, we always know we have somebody that can help us pick us up, help us dust us off, help us get down the road. And so I think that's what partnerships mean for us, is that mutual accountability and being responsible for what we say we're going to do.
Yeah, and I was thinking the other day, like, what would you and I define success as? Which is an interesting question for two born and raised Americans who have given their whole life to mission work. And so it's like, obviously we might define success a little different than some other Americans would. But I think that what I landed on is that for me, success in this organization and just personally looks like making a positive impact in the world.
Yep.
And inspiring other people to do the same.
Yes.
And so I think that we are well on our way. I think that it is very exciting that Connect Global has been able to make such an impact in so many of these sectors, with first responders, you know, us
yes.
donating a very needed ambulance right before the pandemic hit.
Right.
With us bringing in police officers who were able to then go in and train police officers in the La Ceiba community, with some crucial life-saving training that they had not received.
Yep.
You know, protective gear and equipment both for the firefighters and police officers, and then of course all the other things we've talked about. But I think that it's very exciting to know that we are always leaving a tangible impact,
right.
A measurable impact, something that we can point at and say, hey, we committed to this, we did this, and there was positive life change
right.
for these people. And then when we inspire other people to do that with us, or even when we inspire other people to go and do what they're passionate about,
yeah,
what they
exactly.
need to do in the world, what they
right.
know their calling is, or what they know their contribution in their community, in their home state, in their city, whatever that is, that is really exciting to us too. And so I think that that's what I measure success by for us.
Yeah.
Is, are we continually making a positive impact in the lives of people, both in the States and in other countries?
Yeah.
And are we inspiring other people to do the same?
Right.
And so to me, these partnerships is kind of just an echo back that yes, we are on the right track.
Right.
We are fulfilling this mission that we've been called to. And that it is making a difference.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because I think back, like, all of those different communities that you mentioned, whether it be the fire department, police department, you know, of course, the mothers at the hospital that we're serving, teachers, students, any of the people that we're impacting through our education programs. Each of those communities is unique in and of itself, but we've been able to tailor or kind of strategically find partners around the world who then align with each of those communities.
Yes.
So like she said, Danielle was just mentioning these, you know, the firefighter trainings and the first responder police trainings that we've done. Those were hosted and created a space for U.S. firefighters and policemen and EMT professionals to come and give their expertise during that time. And yes, they connected in other different ways. They connected to the mission in different, you know, different avenues, but that made it way specific. It made it super, super strategic because that was a life skill that they've been honing their entire career.
Right.
That they were now able to lend and share with people who were on that same track. So it's always like we talk about, you know, the counterparts, whether pastor to pastor, police officer, teacher to teacher, nurse to nurse, just like we had on this last mission team from Revival Temple.
Yeah.
You've dedicated your life to service in some way,
right.
Whether you're in finance, teaching, first response, anything like that. That dedication that you've had now can be, like I said, it's not just used for your career to advance your career, but now by giving it, you're advancing someone else's career who could advance someone else's career,
right.
And it's that multiplier effect. So now you've got people who, just from that one training, we've already had testimonies of people who got the first aid trauma ER or a trauma sort of EMT type training, already saved lives in the field. We knew that it was a tangible, physical, life-saving feature that's already returned. It's already given a return on those efforts. And so to me, building community one person at a time, one unique sort of group at a time, but really bringing everyone together, that's what Connect Global is all about. We've been trying to and have been succeeding at doing that for 12 years now. So we've been, you know, trudging along. We've been sometimes way, way high up, sometimes low, but we've continued to go forward. And that's the cool thing, is that in building community, in building partnerships, we continue to go towards the vision, fulfilling our mission every day. There's tactical things that we get done every single day that lead up to the month-long, year-long, and decade-long successes that we've experienced. And to me, I'm just grateful for not only the hard work that our Connect Global team puts in, but the hard work and the giving and the support that our church partners, our marketplace partners, and our individual just life partners have given towards Connect Global, because we truly couldn't do what we do without you, without the support and the collaboration, the cooperation, the joining in person, whether you've come on these trips with us or whether you've given from where you're at. Each and every one of you, each one of our partners has been so special to Connect Global and has been integral to, like Danielle said, the success of what we've set out to do. And for that, I'm very grateful and very honored to be able to be a part of this work and to do what we do, because Connect Global continues to achieve and continues to make impact, not just by ourselves, but we're better together, we're better with those partners, and I really appreciate that.
As do I.
So if you would like to learn more about partnering with us, we would really, truly appreciate the conversation. We'd appreciate the connection. You can reach out to us. There's going to be information on how to connect and contact Connect Global in the show notes of this podcast. But you can also go to our website very easily. It's connectglobal.com. connectglobal.org, connectglobal.org. You can find out information about our next trips. You can find out information about our projects and programs that we've got going on, because we truly, truly, truly do need support. We need the collaboration and partnership of so many to get this work done. So you can find out more about that. We're still just got about a couple of weeks left in our Spring Impact campaign. It's a fundraiser that we've been started on the first day of spring, and it's going through until the first day of summer. So we've got a couple of weeks left on that. We've got a $25,000 goal that we're trying to achieve in just the next couple of weeks. Already we've had $3,616 pledged towards that goal. So if you are interested in giving with us to help us achieve that spring goal, that helps us not only just continue to collaborate and partner with those who we're serving right now, but it allows us to plan for expansion, because that's what we always want to do. Is we want to give, go, and serve more any chance we get. So this spring goal of $25,000 right now is going to help us plan out the next few months of ministry and operations. If you will go to our website at connectglobal.org, right on the homepage, you'll be able to see a pop-up that will take you to the Spring Impact Fundraiser. You can learn more about all the projects and programs that we are investing in, and then you can choose to give with us right there on the webpage. We'll also put that link in the show notes. If you're on Spotify or Apple listening to this podcast, you'll be able to link directly to that. So we really appreciate you. We appreciate all of our partners. There's also a link if you want to find out who those specific partners are on our website. You can see a list of people that we partner with, people we give to, and then that way you'll be able to understand a little bit more about Connect Global and the ecosystem that creates the success that we've been able to have and the impact that we've been able to have. But thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We appreciate it. We release new podcasts on Tuesdays, so you can catch us on your favorite podcast platform or even just on our website. We appreciate all that you do to help make this mission happen. Thank you, Danielle, for being a part of this podcast and this ministry and everything that you do behind the scenes, both seen and unseen, because we really couldn't do anything that we do without you.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you again on the Connection Podcast.